I'm Claire O'Donnell. Some of you know me, but some of you don't. I'm going to be taking you through the rest of the day. I'm here today to speak to you about what we're all about. I'm going to be talking about how other people are perceiving us within the cannabis community, how we can encourage more voters, licensing, and our future dream. I don't know how many of you have visited the various websites that cater for the cannabis community. It's only recently that I've been going onto forums to see what people think about legalisation, and I was a little bit shocked to see that a majority of the people on there seem to be anti-legalisation. For some reason, the LCA is perceived by some as a wasted vote. Because we're single issue, I think people are missing the point a little, because the reason we're here is to legalise cannabis. We're not here for anything else. And it's quite surprising that the debate that I can cause on an internet has made me realise that we'd never achieve anything by talking about other issues at the moment. We can't even decide between us what to do about cannabis. People who grow cannabis in the UK can't decide between them what they want at all. Imagine if I started asking people if we wanted to be anti-war or ban hunting or bring back the death penalty, or even ask if we should have more police. The answers are going to freefall. In the long run, no one's going to be happy because no one can decide what they want. We're all going to disagree about something along the way. For every person who understands the LCA, there's going to be at least three that don't. And after much soul searching, I've realised that a lot of people don't actually have a clue about politics at all, or they just hate it so much they don't even want to look at an alternative. It's a fact that 40% of the country don't vote at all. And even more people voted for Big Brother on Channel 4 for the election last year. The people of this country gave millions to the Asian tsunami in seconds. People power is the way forward for us, but how we achieve it is difficult. We know that the media only ever takes the stories it wants to, and because of that, we never really get the stuff to print that we want to. I believe that it's because the media has been instructed that they can't promote the good of cannabis, but they can promote the busts. How do we move forward? Last year I handed out a package that I thought could be put through people's doors a little bit like Avon or Betterware. It didn't really take off, and I suppose a lot of people can't really be bothered with it, which is fair enough. But with this in mind, we've got to start thinking of something to do. We've got to educate the people out there. I think even if all of us just put £10 in our pocket and spent that on photocopies and started taking those around the country, then it would make a little bit of a difference. Even if you just targeted every big house in your town, you could get a huge surge of support, or you might even get us a really good donation that could help us put more candidates on seats. Last year I talked about licensing, and it's only recently that I discovered that there was a bill taken to Parliament in 2001. Sadly, the legalisation of cannabis bill did not go through, but it was very interesting to see what had been put on into it. Many of the points I thought I'd come up with myself, but then again, I am just a girl. After I'd spoken to the canna community, most of them said they'd hate to see licensing and argued that, amongst other things, women do not need a licence to vote and that gays don't need a licence to love, which is a fair point. And something that I'd have to point out to many people is that this is an idea, it isn't the way forward. However, except for licensing, we haven't really had many people coming up with a better plan. Mine was to show the government just how much revenue is sitting in the cannabis market. We need people to think of ways to get the government to listen. Their biggest excuse about cannabis legalisation is that with alcohol and nicotine being such a big problem, it would be perverse, to legalise cannabis. So now we're all cannabis perverts to boot. The government is so concerned about drinking that it introduces a 24-hour opening licence. So what's going to make them see what we're saying, except for stealing their votes? Does anyone know of an agenda that could get this issue into the forefront of the government? When all's said and done, what can we do? We can inform people that the LCA exists. We can fly houses and libraries, doctors, surgeries and community areas. We can stand candidates in election. We can ask local head shops and grow shops to support the LCA by putting leaflets in their stores. We will get a party political broadcast in Wales this year because we've covered all the seats we need to, and I think that's brilliant, and it's the first big boost we've had for a while. I really hope that the people in Wales go mad for the LCA and it will actually end up with a couple of MPs earning a fat wage packet, sitting in front of Mr Blair and smiling at him, singing Free the Weed. And in the future, well, it's up to all of us. We've got to educate more people. We've got to educate our friends who think that although they use cannabis, it'll be all right if it's kept illegal. In an ideal world, we might all wake up one day and hear that cannabis has been legalised, but how many of us are going to be happy if the government's got full control of that? Most of us are going to moan and groan and perhaps wish it was kept illegal, and if that's the case, and if you want cannabis legal your way, you're going to have to work for it. If you've got any brainstorms, I am your woman. I might be just a girl, but I'll do my bloody best to free the weed. So finally, at the last conference, Biz Ivor made a speech by tape, and Dotty Baldwin came down and chatted to everyone as well. We've sadly lost both of them, and I hope that you will all remember that these two women, right till the end, did everything they could to legalise cannabis on their own. Please remember them and continue their work for them, or there's no chance that they're going to save you a bong when it's your turn to visit the coffee shop in the sky. Thanks for listening, and I'd now ask for 1 minute silence for Biz and Dottie.